89. Two old men walked into a grove of fever trees that stood on the south bank of the Abati River. They stopped beside a pile of gargantuan bones from which the scavengers had picked the flesh, leaving them scattered and white. "The tusks are gone," said Walaka. "Yes," agreed Muhammad. "The Ashkari came back and stole them." Together they walked on through the fever trees, and then they stopped again. There was a low mound of earth at the edge of the grove. Already it had settled, and new grass was growing upon it. "He was a man," said Walaka. "Leave me, my cousin. I will stay here a while." "Stay in peace, then," said Walaka, and settled the string of his blanket roll more comfortably over his shoulder before he walked on. Muhammad squatted down beside the grave. He sat there unmoving all that day. Then, in the evening, Muhammad stood up and walked away towards the south.